Ever wonder what younger women are really thinking when they interact with older men? Today, we're peeling back the layers on what younger women identify as major red flags in older men. It's crucial insight for anyone looking to understand the dynamics of age gap dating from a fresh perspective. We'll explore the comments, behaviors, and attitudes that younger women cite as warning signs, straight from their own experiences. By the end of this video, you'll have a clearer understanding of what to avoid and how to present your best self in a way that resonates positively across ages. And keep an eye out for our bonus tip at the end of the video, which wraps up everything we discuss in a neat bow. This key insight is essential for navigating these red flags wisely, enriching your awareness and strategy. Make sure you stick around for that. 1. Patronizing behavior. Diving into our first red flag, let's explore the issue of patronizing behavior. It's a common red flag, and understanding it can make a world of difference. So what's the big deal with being patronizing? Let's jump into it. When an older man talks down to a younger woman, it's not just annoying. It hints at a lack of respect. This can be as subtle as explaining things she already knows, or as blatant as dismissing her opinions. In today's terms, it's also called mansplaining, and it is pinned as an immediate red flag. It's crucial to recognize that intelligence and wisdom aren't solely the domain of age. A relationship thrives on mutual respect and valuing each other's perspectives, irrespective of age differences. This behavior often comes off as if the man is more of a teacher than a partner, which can be a major turnoff. It's about finding a balance and sharing experiences and knowledge without assuming she's less savvy. Remember, a relationship is a partnership of equals. It's not about who knows more, but about learning and growing together. By avoiding a know-it-all attitude and creating an environment of mutual learning and respect, the relationship becomes more enriching and far less likely to hit bumps in the road. 2. Outdated views on gender roles. Now, let's venture into the territory of gender roles. It's a sensitive topic, but an essential one. Why are outdated views on gender roles considered a red flag? Here's the breakdown. In today's world, flexibility and openness in gender roles are key. When an older man holds firmly to traditional gender roles, it can be a bit of a buzzkill in a relationship. It's not just about who does the dishes or takes out the trash. It's about the underlying belief system. Younger women often seek equality and shared responsibilities in a relationship. Rigid ideas about what each person should do based on gender can feel restrictive and out of touch. Imagine a partnership where interests, tasks, and responsibilities aren't boxed in by outdated norms. It's liberating. A man who is adaptable and respectful of his partner's ambitions and lifestyle choices is far more attractive. It shows he's in tune with the times and values her as an equal. Embracing a modern view on gender roles isn't just progressive. Rather, it's about forming a connection that respects individual preferences and strengths. It's about building a relationship that's based on mutual respect and understanding, not on stereotypes. So, ditch the dated playbook and enjoy a more dynamic and fulfilling partnership. 3. Overemphasis on age difference. Stepping into our third point, let's talk about the age difference. It's a fact, but does it need to be the headline of the relationship? Let's unpack this. An age gap in a relationship can be intriguing, but overemphasizing it can be a major red flag. When an older man constantly brings up the age difference, it can feel like he's fixating on something that should be a minor detail, not the core of the relationship. It's as if the age gap is stealing the spotlight from the actual connection between the two individuals. The key here is to focus on what really matters, which are the shared interests, the laughter, and the conversations. These are the things that set the tone for a strong relationship, not the number of candles on a birthday cake. When both partners are on the same page about what they value in their time together, the age difference becomes just a number, not a defining feature. Remember, a relationship is about the connection, not the calendar. By not letting age dominate the conversation, the relationship gets a chance to thrive on its true merits, creating a bond that's based on mutual respect and genuine affection. If you're finding today's video helpful, please leave a like or a comment below. It would mean the world to me. 4. Excessive control or jealousy. It's a topic that often comes up, so why does it wave such a big red flag? Here's the scoop. Excessive control or jealousy in a relationship, especially from an older man, can feel like being in a tight grip rather than a loving embrace. It's one thing to care and another to control. When he's always checking in, getting overly upset about time spent with friends, or questioning every decision, it stops feeling comfortable and starts feeling claustrophobic. This behavior can signal a lack of trust and respect, which are fundamental to any healthy relationship. Jealousy, too, is a natural emotion, but it's the way that it is handled that counts. It's about having confidence in each other and the relationship. Older men, in particular, need to balance their life experiences with the understanding that a younger partner is an equal, not a possession. Trust and space are as important as love and care. A relationship should be a partnership with equal footing, where both individuals feel free, respected, and trusted. Instead of tightening the reins, focus on open communication and building trust. It's about creating a bond where both feel secure and valued, not just one where one person holds the remote control. 5. Disrespecting boundaries. Now, let's touch on a crucial aspect of any relationship, which is boundaries. Why is disrespecting them a major red flag, especially in relationships with an age gap? Time for some insights. Boundaries are like the personal rules we set in relationships, defining what's okay and what's not. When an older man disregards these boundaries, it's not just uncomfortable. Rather, it reflects a lack of respect and understanding. Whether it's overstepping personal space, pushing for too much information, or not respecting her time and decisions, crossing these lines can be a deal breaker. It's essential to understand that respecting boundaries isn't about tiptoeing around each other. It's about creating a safe, comfortable space where both partners feel valued and heard. This means recognizing and honoring each other's limits and preferences. In a relationship, especially where one partner is significantly older, being mindful of boundaries shows maturity and empathy. Creating a healthy relationship is about communication and respect. It's about listening to what the other person needs and adjusting accordingly, not bulldozing through their comfort zones. Remember, a relationship is a two-way street, not a one-way track. By respecting boundaries, an older man shows that he values not just the relationship, but her as an individual with her own rights and preferences. 6. Lack of common interests. Why is their absence often seen as a red flag in relationships, especially between younger women and older men? Let's explore this. Sharing common interests is what adds flavor and excitement to a relationship. When an older man and a younger woman have very little in common, it can be more than just an awkward silence over dinner. It might signal a deeper disconnect in lifestyle, values, and future goals. But here's the twist. Having different interests isn't the end of the world. It's about the willingness to share, explore, and maybe even develop new interests together. It's the difference between saying, "That's not my thing," and "Tell me more about it." This openness turns the lack of common interest from a red flag into an opportunity for growth and bonding. While having common interests is great, being open to each other's passions is even better. It's not about liking the same things, but about liking each other enough to explore and respect those differences. Bonus tip: reluctance to introduce to family or friends. Why does this raise eyebrows, especially when it comes from an older man? Let's shine a light on this subtle red flag. When someone is hesitant to bring their partner into their personal circle, it can send a signal of uncertainty or lack of commitment. In relationships with an age gap, this can be particularly concerning. It might make the younger woman feel like she's a hidden part of his life, not quite important enough to be publicly acknowledged. This lack of integration can create feelings of insecurity and doubt about the relationship's future. On the flip side, introducing a partner to your inner circle is like saying, "You're important to me, and I want you to be part of my world." It's a gesture that strengthens trust and connection. It shows that the relationship is serious and valued and not something to be kept on the sidelines. While everyone has their own pace for these introductions, consistently avoiding them can be a telling sign. A relationship thrives on openness, not secrecy. So stepping over this hurdle can be a huge leap towards a more secure and confident partnership. Now that you know those red flags, what's next for you? Discover the real reasons younger women prefer older men, or learn the body language signs she wants you to approach her. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.